All right, everybody. Tonight, take your Bibles, please. Go to 1 Peter chapter 1. I've really been thinking about the hope. And I don't know how many times during the course of a day or the course of a week, sometimes we just say it, Lord Jesus, come quickly. And that seems to be said a lot of times when there's pressure and there's things going on and our hearts, and we're just getting busy, and it's just like, we want Jesus to come back and just gather us together, and all of this will be over. We'll have new bodies, new minds, no more dying, no more crying, no more sickness, no more anything negative, because God has prepared a place for us that is so amazing. But that hasn't happened yet, has it?
Not yet.
So here we are. And there's some really interesting, cool information in the Word of how to continue to cultivate the endurance factor of standing firm until that time that Christ comes. That will be our completeness. That will be when we receive our full deliverance. But 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3 is where I'd like to start. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively, what? Hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. And you know, we don't have to wait for our inheritance. You know, a lot of kids wait until a future point in time, and then they get their inheritance. Well, the moment we got born again, we received a pretty large inheritance. It says that we're joint heirs with Christ, and that everything that Christ inherited and had in his relationship with God, we now have too. To an inheritance incorruptible. It doesn't fade away. It's reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Verse 6, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, you love, in whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation or wholeness of your souls. So there were obviously things going on, and God inspired by revelation these words to be written that, hey, even though we're going through tough times, that it is a proving ground of the trustworthiness and the faithfulness of God to his promises. The trial of our faith being much more precious than of gold. And that if be tried by fire. See, we love Jesus Christ. We've never seen Jesus Christ. We've never met him. We've never shook hands with him. But yet we love him. We have a relationship with him. And he's the one who's shown us the Father and led us to the Father. Like verse 9 says, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. And interestingly enough here, this salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. And what's this talking about? This is talking about, and we'll go on to speak of it a little more, the Old Testament prophets, the gentlemen who looked into the stars, the ones who had the prophecies of the Scripture, they saw a point in time coming that would reveal the Messiah. But they didn't see all of it. So the prophets, they inquired and searched diligently. They prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto them themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, sent down from heaven. What does this say? Which things the angels desire to look into. This whole time frame that we're living in right now, the administration of grace, God held in secret. And it was so fascinating. It says that the prophets searched diligently, but they could only see a certain portion of it. And it says that this thing is so amazing that the angels desire to look into it. So what? Gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober. Be vigilant. And be sober and hope to the end, for the grace is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Well, what is the revelation of Jesus Christ? To me, that is, you know, signifying the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's like, hang in there, have endurance. You're going through stuff. But you know what? He's coming back. He's going to appear. And the promises of the Word continue to encourage us. And it's not like, I mean, we wait until the return, until our full redemption is revealed. But deliverance is available in today's world, right here and now. We don't have to wait to receive all that God has for us. In 1 John chapter 3, a familiar section possibly to you. I love this section. Probably read it many, many times as well as you have. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Another translation says, and we are. Therefore, the world doesn't know us. It knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure. Just like that song, it's a beautiful song, I can only imagine. What will I do when I see Jesus? Will I bow before him? Will I dance? Will I... whatever. And we do kind of maybe sometimes imagine it a little bit, but it's going to be quite a miraculous time. And it could happen at any given moment. And so that's why I kind of made the title of this teaching, When He Appears. Because I love that verse. We don't know. It does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we're going to be like him, and like him in all of its fullness. For we shall see him and be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. So we're going to have another face-to-face with Jesus Christ, right? Bob shared that last night about being face-to-face, teaching in the context of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. A wonderful sharing. And I think before Mike's teaching here on Monday, he talked about the song Face to Face. I love that song. Face to Face with Christ my Savior. The words are so wonderful and so significant. And that's a day that we really just crave and cry out for. I think Romans chapter 8, we don't have to look there specifically, but it talks about how the whole creation groaneth, waiting for the redemption of that time, that we're going through a time where we have an enemy. And there will come a point in time where the enemy is going to be destroyed, he's going to be defeated, he's going to be cast into the lake of fire, and you know what? He's done. So all he can do now is sort of disguise himself to try to make us appear like he's got control over us. But you know what? Like Mike shared, like we've been sharing, we come from a place of victory. God has already given us the victory through Christ. So you might ask, well, why doesn't it appear all the time then? Why do I feel like I'm not walking in victory? Well, you know, there could be a multiplicity of different answers to that, which we won't take the time to go into right now, but the spiritual truth outweighs any senses fact whatsoever. The spiritual truth outweighs any senses fact, because the truth is, we are sons of God. We are more than conquerors. We can stand through any kind of temptation, any kind of trial, any kind of hurt, any kind of thing that the enemy could throw at us. We can stand because it's that hope that gives us that endurance factor. Again, another great exhortation in Romans chapter 15. Maybe you have this memorized in your... Fell off. Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yes, I can.
We got a message from someone that said you weren't able to hear us.
Yeah, that's correct. But you can now.
But you can now. Well, isn't that a wonderful thing? All right. Well,
You were getting into Romans when you quit.
I didn't quit. Okay. Well, let's try it again here. All right. Well, I can't handle all the technical things in life, but. Anyway, we're kind of in the process of wrapping things up here. I did mention Romans 15:13, the God of hope. I was sermonizing and preaching on it, so I guess you missed all that. But I can't. That was just an inspired moment. But God, the God of hope, fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may simply abound in hope. God wants us to know about the hope. So that's absolutely incredible. It's that thing that gives us strength, it gives us endurance, the ability to really stand through so many different things. Looking for a great verse, and I was looking at it here earlier. Where is that verse? Here it is. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. I love this verse. Because it talks about being prepared at any given moment to give an answer to any man who asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. I hope you all can hear me. If not, sorry. But 1 Peter 3:15, sanctify the Lord God in your heart. So sanctified means kind of set apart, right? Just keep God in a special place in your heart. And be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Not like dread, but fear in light of reverence, in light of respect. So people see things in us, and doors open up, and we should have the wherewithal to be able to speak and preach the gospel as doors open up. I don't know if you realize this or not, but people aren't labeled. You know, it's not like this one's going to believe, that one's not going to believe, this one will, and then we just speak only to those people we already know will believe. Now, God doesn't say that. He just says, speak the word. Be ready always. Give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of a hope. And do it in meekness and do it with reverence and respect. So, you know, when he appears, that's just going to be such an incredible time, but we still have the here and now to enjoy and to enjoy the presence of God. Jesus Christ is the one who helped to bridge that chasm between God and man, right? He was the one who brought us into that relationship with God. So now, you know, we can pray to God. We can hear from God. We can praise God. We can put our hands up. We can clap. We can dance. We can sing. We can do a lot of things in response to the things that we see and know to be true from God's word. So when he appears, and in some respects he's already appeared to us, because we are as he is in this world right now. We don't see it completely, but what it's going to be in the full picture. But you know what? We have victory. And we can stand in it and walk in it. And every time you speak in tongues, it proves the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It shows that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to do it, neither would I. See? And it clarifies and confirms that one day, no man knows, God's just going to say, it's time. And boom, it's going to happen so quickly. So if we live every day in light of that, you know what? We will have something to rejoice in. And obviously our gut level response will be thankful. Heavenly Father, thank you for the joy and privilege of sharing these scriptures and for the knowledge of your hope, Father, the hope of Christ's return and all the other promises that we just have such a great desire to see their fulfillment. And we pray for all those who have joined in tonight for the love and grace that each and every one of us is privileged to walk in, Father. And we thank you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, God bless you for those who heard most of it, and God bless you to those of you who heard all of it. But we've enjoyed being together, and we look forward to seeing you Sunday morning at Point Loma Assembly, 10:30, and then on the conference call as well for those of you from out of town or who can't make it. All right. God bless.